Hello and welcome to podcast Pop Culture with Attitude. This is your host, fantasy author extraordinaire, David Snell Howarth. And with me for show 20 is Xavier of Republic Riffs and Down Syndrome Hulk. When is that show coming out?
Whenever you let me do it.
Special episode today because we are in
a hotel room.
We're in Los Angeles, and we were here for Gallifrey 1, and we have so much to talk about. It's crazy. But first, I want to thank last weekend, Grape City Con, all the people in Lodi, California that bought all my books and everything. It was great. And I like to go back there again because I like when people buy my books. So here we are in Los Angeles for Gallifrey 1, and like I said, Grape City Con was last week, and we have our sonic screwdrivers today. This is the sound of the Fifth Doctor. Wait, this Fifth Doctor sound. That's the Fifth Doctor sonic. Now give us the fourth. And then let's do that. Can you do the 11th Doctor screwdriver? How's it work?
He's compensating for something.
Yeah, and that's the 11th Doctor, right? This is 5th. Yeah,
all did together.
Yeah. All right. So, let's talk about
Joe Mama.
Who's coming out of the back room? Trinity is going to be here too. No.
Yeah.
All right.
Unless you join us.
So anyway. Here at Gallifrey 1, and let's talk about it, okay?
No duh.
What?
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
Day one.
What
was the best thing about Friday at Gallifrey 1? Xavier, what do you think?
Well, being there and me dressing up and walking around was fun.
You were dressed up as the Fourth Doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what about you, Trin?
Taking a picture with Ace and getting autographs.
Ace who? Ace Hole?
Ace the Helpful Place?
Ace, you mean the chick who plays Ace in Doctor Who?
Yes.
Ace of Spades? Oh, man.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. Ava Miles was like all over me. It was like crazy. I had to beat her off with a stick. It was like, get off of me, girl. I just want a picture. Don't try to rape me. And to prove it, I got a picture. She did try to rape me.
What, you two holding hands with the gap in your teeth?
Yeah. It was crazy. So, but what I did not like about Gallifrey 1 is they're turning corporate, man. They're losing their fan-based credibility. Because the last year's they had Froggy Photos, and this year they had another photo company, and they treated all the attendees like crap. Come over here, stand here, don't move, shut up while you're in line, no talking, stay on this side of the line. I mean, they were so rude. And there was this chick with a British accent. She was like such a total bitch. It's like, you know, shut your mouth. We've done this before. It's like, and she just treated everyone like they were cows, you know, like, and she was like a sheepdog, you know. It's just
a sheepdog.
And no, but just the new picture taking, people were just BS, man. They should go back to Froggy Photos for sure, because they were really cool. But this new photo company was crap, and Froggy Photos used to give 8x10 photos. And this new company, 5x7s.
Homo.
And it's total BS. And then Froggy Photos is like $45 to take one picture, and you can have like five people in one picture. And this new company's like $45 per person, not per photo. So Gallifrey 1's blowing it, man.
Blowing it.
So what did you think? You took a picture with the chick who plays Ace, right?
Yeah.
Notes. What? Tell me what she said to you.
Well, she said, when I went up there, she said, hi, stop. And she said,
let the love story begin.
Oh, good. Shut up.
You're dumb.
You're dumb.
We're trying to tell a story.
So I went up there, She smiled. Well, we smiled at each other, and I said hi. She said hi first, and then I said hi. Took a picture. I said thank you. She said thank you, and then I left.
Oh, okay.
Intense conversation.
Yeah.
Well, okay. You're asked.
Well, I took a picture with Eve Miles, and I walk up there, and she's all like, oh, hey, how's it going? Hey, let's dance. Let's do like a tango dance. I'm like, what? She's all, come on, like we're dancing. I'm like, okay. And then I took the picture and got the heck out of there. I was afraid what she would do to me. And then, so that was day one. What did you, I mean, my whole part of that convention is like the dealer room. That's the best.
Yeah.
And I picked up...
there weren't any good panels this year.
No, all the panels were crap this year.
Most of them were just like the podcast guys that no one listens to.
And I'm so glad I declined the invitation to do their panels. I don't know if I want to do panels anymore for them.
Unless it's a good one.
Yeah, because it's kind of, yeah, whatever. I just like to go out there and have fun. And then, so the autographs I got, who did I get first? I got, what autograph did I get first?
You got a lot. I think, man. I think you got...
Oh, I got Carol Ann Ford, who played Susan. I got...
Tegan.
I got the girl who played Zoe.
Jason Connery.
That guy who played... What's his name? The thing with the thing on his head. You know, Ninth Doctor.
I don't know.
Yeah, Adam something, right? Got his own. So yeah, I got loads.
Or that other guy. What was his name? Who died in your comic book? What was his
name? Yeah, that's who I was talking about.
The guy who picked his nose.
Yeah. What's his name? Bruno Lang or Adam? No.
Yeah.
What's his name? Yeah, something like he picks his.
Yeah. No. Nose, no. Like he puts the tip of his finger in his nose and he like touches the rim of his nose like he's sitting there playing Wheel of Fortune in his nose. Then he like stops very slowly and then wiggles his finger a bit and then pulls it out and flings it on the floor. And then I feel bad for that person who just stepped on it and they're shaking people's hands. There was no hand sanitizer.
He's digging for gold.
Yeah. He's trying to get it rich quick.
Yeah.
Speaking of quick.
No, but you know, but the worst thing would have been if he would have picked it and ate it. That would have been like really bad.
You could tell he was so tempted.
He was tempted. Now, get the program for Gallifrey 1. Just get the program.
Where is it?
So it's right on the bottom there. Down. Okay. Yeah. So the guy we're talking about who picked his nose like a winner.
What a champ.
Picked his nose like a champ. He got the champ award. Bruno Langley, the pick a winner. Yeah. Picking his nose, man.
Wait, hold on. Where's the pen? I'll draw him picking his nose.
No. Come on. Don't do that. So, yeah. So, if you're ever at a convention to meet Bruno Langley, don't shake his hand because you never know if he was picking his nose. And he had no sanitizer. So, let's talk about some of the guests.
I mean, when you're in a public place and there's like 40 people walking by, do you pick your nose like you don't think anyone's going to see?
Right. Let's talk about some of the guests. John Barrowman was there. He played Captain Jack. He's also in the show Arrow. And I went to get his picture. You guys didn't. I don't know why you didn't, but... Anyways, I went up there, and he was just like, let's do a hug. And I'm like... He's like hugging me, and I'm like hugging him. And that guy...
sounds like a retard.
And the guy with the camera wasn't taking the picture right away. I'm like... This is kind of a long embrace. He's like, yeah, I'm used to it. I'm like, whoa, okay, let's get this picture taken here.
And well, then, he did kiss the Ninth Doctor.
Yeah, yeah, right. Got Ninth Doctor cooties on him. And then...
Man, your measles are kicking off.
Yeah. And then Alex Kingston, I'm kind of glad she wasn't there.
Because she was kind of, she was a retard.
Yeah, a lot of people were upset that she wasn't there, but...
Everyone dressed like her.
Yeah, she was the one, to me, an annoying character in Doctor Who. Janet Fielding, she was kind of cool, but she didn't know who John Davidson was, which is kind of lame. Everyone knows who John Davidson is.
Except us.
Okay. Go ahead. You talk about Tegan and stuff while I go type up John Davis.
Well, okay, Tegan was cool. Yeah, she was nice. Who else we got?
Carol Ann Ford. She's like as stupid as her character in real life. She's like, what do you want me to say on the autograph? Is that, say something witty. I don't know anything witty. That's like, give me a, are you kidding me?
No, it would have been real funny if she would have wrote witty.
Yeah, it's like, you can't think of anything to say. What are you, a tard? You know what I mean? I didn't get it. So, yeah. But, you know, I notice a lot of actors are like, they're not very bright. You know what I mean?
Avidson.
Avidson. What did I put? You're dumb.
We got Eve Miles.
Not the
one. Yeah, we talked about her already.
Sophie Aldred. Oh, she's the nut lady.
Nut lady.
Yeah, didn't you take a picture of her? She was wearing an acorn necklace.
Yeah.
So what?
She's nuts.
She's nuts.
Because she wore an acorn necklace.
She's nuts.
She's digging for nuts.
Nothing wrong with it.
Frasier Hines, he was cool.
All right, okay. You don't know who John Davidson is? Tegan Janet Fielding didn't know who John Davidson is. And you guys don't know who John Davidson is, the greatest singer in the 60s? Well, now I'm going to introduce you to John Davidson for everyone who doesn't even know who he is.
Is it a fly down a helicopter?
My first guest, you all know John Davidson, who's an excellent singer and a fine actor, is going to host a new show called Time Machine. It's a game show scheduled to premiere here on NBC next Monday.
It's not loud enough.
I know.
You pick can't. Something else.
All right. I'll pick something else. Okay, all right. Let's see. I gotta scroll down.
scrolling on the telephone.
Stop.
Dan Starkey, he's kind of gay. I mean, why get his autograph? He's so new.
What? All right, let's see if this works. Here we go. John Davidson. What's with the volume in this thing?
I'm gonna press the volume button.
Oh man. Where? It's up all the way. Can you believe that?
Is he a quiet singer?
No.
I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
Arwell Wynn Jones, he's a tool. Hold on,
maybe this is it. Here we go. John Davidson. Oh, that's a horrible video.
No,
you don't know who he is.
We get it.
You don't.
You typed in John Davidson.
You're dumb.
Oh, man, no way.
David.
I thought you said everyone knew who he was, but there's like nothing of him on
Shut
YouTube.
Shut up.
There's like nothing of him on YouTube, but he's so popular.
Here we go. Here we
go. Dakota.
Here we go.
Oh, look at that. That smile, though.
Where's that music coming from, man? Where's the speaker? It sounds like it's over here.
Sounds like it's busted.
Alright, anyway.
We get it.
Alright, he's a singer.
We get it.
Alright. So we're talking about guests, right?
Yeah, and just take the program away, why don't you?
Alright, so what'd you think about Wendy Padbury, who played Zoe? Zoe, second doctor?
I didn't see.
Are you retarded?
She was really nice.
Yeah, she was really nice and totally cool.
Totally cool.
Yeah.
Swagalicious.
Swagalicious?
What the
Fabalicious.
Heck?
Fabalicious.
You're dumb. You're so dumb.
So, yeah, she was pretty cool. Derek Sherwin, he was pretty cool, too, even though he's in a wheelchair.
You saw him.
I did. I got his autograph. Frasier Hines was cool, but he spent almost the whole day sitting on the pool. And he said the only reason why he goes to Gallifrey 1 is to sit and enjoy the weather.
In the sun.
And he doesn't care about the convention. He doesn't care about Gallifrey 1. He just cares about coming out and sitting in the sun on the next to the pool. I said, that's cool, man. Whatever floats your boat. You know? Dude, why are you farting, man? You freaking stink. Dude. You're an idiot.
Hey, calm down. Yeah, you're gonna sonic the problem.
Oh, man. Your ass stinks like a dead...
It's like a dead ass.
What the hell's wrong with you, dude?
Don't feed me Tommy's.
All right. And then, you know who I don't know why she was at the convention? Ellis George. Why is she at the convention? She's like two episodes, and she's not even a real actress.
Because she couldn't. Because they couldn't get anyone else.
She's right. On her phone the whole time.
Yeah, I know.
No one wanted to get her autograph.
This guy's a tool.
Oh, who is he?
She's a nobody.
Who's he?
Arwell Wynn Jones.
Yeah, who's he?
He did like back behind the scenes stuff, like made signs and drawings, and people would go up to his table and be like, "Oh, you drew?" He'd be like, "Yeah." And like, what? I think the whole time he only sold like one autograph.
What?
And he's like being like a poor sport about it. Like, man, this convention sucks and stuff.
He's Arwell Wynn Jones.
Yeah.
He's gay. He's a homo. He sucks.
He's a homo.
Angela Bruce. Why was she there?
Who?
Her. Remember?
Angela Bruce, because she was in Red Dwarf.
No, but she's in Doctor Who also.
But no one liked her in Doctor Who, so right. Everyone wants to see her for Red Dwarf.
That's pretty much all the guests we saw at Gallifrey 1.
The rest is crap.
Not all of them, but, you know, just people I was interested in seeing. You know, but I don't know. It wasn't as good as... Last year was the best.
Yeah, last year was good.
Because you had, like, two doctors, and this year they had no doctors.
Last year they had three doctors.
Who?
Gallifrey 1. They had a...
6, 8...
And
that's it.
Oh, I thought they had one more.
No.
Oh, I thought they had one more.
And, like, this year they had no doctors. And isn't the whole point of having a Doctor Who convention is to have Doctor Who?
Yeah, I know.
You know? And then, you know, all the fans who came up to me wanted my autograph just when I was just walking down the hall and stuff. Yeah, that's nice and stuff. But, hey, when I'm at an event, kind of leave me alone. But, you know... Hey, I thank you for coming up to me. So, and then, what's his name? From Back to the Future was there. Talk about him.
Okay. Jeffrey Weinstein.
What? Okay, let me get this out.
Jeffrey Weinstein. Hey, you're so a jerk. Why'd you hit him?
You're so dumb. Get out of my face.
Dummy. You smell like poop.
You're stupid.
Jeffrey
stupid.
Weisner, you mean?
Jeffrey Weisner?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me about him, Trent.
He was a cool guy.
Stop, dude. Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's cool. He's going on a cruise.
He's yeah. going on a cruise, huh?
Going on a cruise. The BTTF cruise.
That was pretty cool. But all the panels were crap. The viewing room was good.
The free food room was good. That was excellent.
Room 103 was probably 104. Awesome. 104 was awesome. You go in there, just chill, have a soda, and have some chips. And in the case of Xavier, like 20 sodas and 20 chips.
What are you talking about? I had like two sodas.
Two sodas, my ass.
One for each butt cheek.
So, yeah. All in all, Gallifrey 1 could have been a lot better if they would have kept the same photography people and stopped pushing people around and get better guests, you know?
Yeah.
You had to have a doctor every year. That's my opinion.
They should just cancel it and refunded the money.
No. So, the highlight, though, well, for you, the highlight of the convention is you got Doctor Who, the Risk game.
Yeah, and so we only played it once, and you were and people.
And I smoked you in that game.
And you complain how we never play it, but only one of us wants to play it out of three.
Okay, you wake us up at like 2 in the morning. Let's play Risk. I'm like, dude, it's a 6-hour game.
I told you, let's do it after this. You're like, no, bid.
Oh, you don't want to do the podcast. You'd rather play Risk.
I
want to
do the podcast after. I want to do Risk after podcast.
Wait, okay, that was your highlight. And what did you get at the convention, Trin?
A deuce.
You need to stop.
Stinky wet turd.
What'd you get?
Got a bunch of autographs.
Bunch of autographs.
And, cool. Got a picture.
Of what?
Of Ace. I already told you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And last night, the greatest thing happened. Where did we go?
Original Tommy's Burger Joint.
Yeah. Original Tommy's Burgers.
The best.
The best burgers in the world.
Best
if you want the best chili burgers in the world, you have to go to the Original Tommy's
in LA.
In LA, yeah. It's like, man, it is ultimate. And the burger stays with you for like 2 days.
Yeah.
So,
and the French fries are good too.
The French fries are to die for, and some people do die for them because if they get the mega combo, they can have a heart attack.
They're diabetic.
Diabetes. Yeah. But really, it is the greatest chili fries and chili burgers on the planet.
Best fountain drinks I've ever had.
So when you go to LA, you have to go to Original Tommy's. And I know a lot of people, Gallifrey, want, let's do an In-N-Out meeting or annual meeting at In-N-Out. Screw In-N-Out, man. Original Tommy's.
Yeah.
All the way. And I like the way the cheese melts with the
chili.
With the chili, and it's all good.
Yeah.
Did you like it, Trent?
Yes.
I like it when you eat the fries, there's no leftover chili because there's just so many fries.
I want to go there now, like 3 in the morning.
They're open 24 hours.
Yeah, they're open so 24 hours, but yeah, great burgers. I don't know if I can have another burger after that, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so good. And then today the last day for us at the convention Saturday, because we don't stay for 3 days. Gallifrey One, you can do it all in 1 day. You don't need to be there 3 days,
unless
really.
Unless you have a photo the next day.
Right. I think a lot of the Doctor Who nerds, like, they can't get, you know, a boyfriend, girlfriend, except once a year at the convention, so this is like their highlight. So they try to hook up for like 3 days, you know, like a nerd fest. Like, you know, because when they go back home, no one will talk to them.
Yeah.
No. But, you know, that's why they stay. But you can do the whole convention in 1 day. You don't need to be there 3 days. So we were there 2 days. And then tonight was awesome. Where did we go tonight?
Staples Center, Kings game.
So we went to the Staples Center.
And it was amazing.
Kings game. Watched the Kings play Washington Capitals. And the Kings won, of course, 3-1. What'd you like about the game, Trin?
Hanging out with you, and how Stotman and the pucks and all of them standing up against the glass.
No one gives a puck.
Shut up. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I liked it too. It was probably the best game I've ever seen live.
Yeah, and the outside was cool too.
Yeah.
It was like a party outside and inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like total party experience. That's something San Jose doesn't have.
Those green beam lights.
Oh, that laser light show, yeah. Like light before show. The
yeah.
game?
Yeah.
It was cool. So, that's it, man. That's really the recap.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot to say. What, 20-minute show? Something like that? We could talk about other conventions coming up. Really, it's a slow show because
we haven't done anything.
We've just been so busy. Well, no. What'd you think about that whole Kanye West thing? Did you hear about that?
What?
He Beck won for like best album of the year, mm-hmm. and Kanye
Northeast.
Well, yeah, he was gonna go and do that, like what he did to Taylor Swift.
What did he do?
You don't know what he did with Taylor Swift. He grabbed the mic and said Beyonce should have won the award, and you never seen that?
No.
No.
Are you kidding me? You've never seen that?
Yeah.
Oh man. So yeah, the Kanye West is a total dick.
What a punk.
You are what you eat.
I know. So he tried to do it to this guy named Beck, and he chickened out like a pussy. Yeah, and then everyone's talking about how much of a dick he is. Hold on. So let's type this up. Kanye is gay. Right, hold on.
Kanye X.
I'm sorry, it's like sideways.
Kanye.
Hold on. No. That was okay, sorry. Here. I don't know if people can hear this or not. Here.
2009?
Yeah, it happened 2009. Just watch. Just watch this. Watch this. So Taylor Swift wins the award. It's all good, right?
Kanye
So she's gonna go up stage and get her award, right?
Yeah.
And I think it was like best video or something.
Yeah.
Watch this. Watch this.
Thank you so much. I always dreamed about what it would be like to maybe win one of these someday, but I never actually thought that would happen.
Watch this. I know the people listening to the show probably can't hear.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
What a dick.
One of the best videos of all time.
What a dick, huh?
Yeah.
Right. That was stupid, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, bad.
So this time he was going to do it with this guy Beck, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kanye, say it ain't so. You're really going to crush.
See? He chickened out.
All back. All right, guys. This is Trophy Life.
Hey, what are you doing?
Well, you want to see the real one that's not this stupid thing? Here, right here. So Beck wins. And he goes up to get his award. And he chickens out.
Where's black, so you expect something like that.
What a loser, huh?
Yeah. Oh
my god.
So, Kanye West is the douchebag of the year.
Year.
Right. So, convention's coming up. We got CampbellCon, of course.
CampbellCon. What?
Why you say it that way?
Because I can.
So, CampbellCon.
CampbellCon!
And they have,
I'm going to be the person who sells your convention right now.
Mega, like, Star Wars guests.
So, Dad, when is this convention?
November 7th.
Nice.
This year, yeah.
And what's the convention called?
Tell me.
CampbellCon!
And,
CampbellCon!
And, yeah. And they have loads of Star Wars guests. Joe Rubenstein's gonna be there.
I thought it was Joe Rubenstein.
Steinstein, it's all the same. Tomato, tomato.
Potato, potato.
Whatever.
Chips, flips.
Juicy fruit. Juicy fruit!
Juicy fruit?
Juicy fruit. Yeah. So,
CampbellCon. I'm selling your convention right now. These people are going to hear me and be like, I like this guy, and then buy tickets and go.
That's the fifth doctor said.
And that's the fourth doctor. Well, I'm going to be there, so they should go, because I'm the greatest.
11th.
He's compensating for something.
Shut up. Right.
Yes, Paul Wiener.
Stop it. So,
Paul Wiener.
So, what are you saying? Fourth and fifth have big wieners?
How would you know it, Xavier?
Because look at these sonic screwdrivers and look at his.
Yeah, bigger.
The 10th doctor even said, are you compensating for something?
So is that kind of like if the bigger the sonic screwdriver, the less wiener you have?
Yeah, I guess.
Kind of like when you drive like a Porsche or a Mercedes or a big truck, you're compensating for something you don't have?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure there are plenty of women who can speak to that. Yeah, so I don't know if 11th has a small one. I just know he has a big,
ego.
No, he has a big sonic screwdriver. Yeah. So, anyway. Yeah, so, Gallifrey won.
Gallifrey won.
It was just okay this year, and the Kings game was great. And
ooh, great.
Grape City Con was
Grape
the best.
Grape City.
And CampbellCon
is great.
Is great. And StocktonCon.
StocktonCon.
In August.
August.
You want to talk like Texans?
Texans?
Oh, that was funny when we went up to Jason Connery. And first thing he says, I was like, I can tell you guys are not from Wisconsin. You guys are from California. I go, yeah, we're from California. He goes, yeah, because you don't dress tacky like people from Wisconsin. So I guess at the Gallifrey 1, a lot of people from like the Southwest were coming up to him like, yeehaw, what's up, Sean? Oh, Jason Connery? What you doing? You with movies? I like movies. You know what I mean? He's like, what the hell?
Ned Bailey.
Yeah. The Briley twins? The twins that look alike.
Then yeah. She switched their heads.
And switched them all up. That's a reference to
the Blair Thumb.
Yes. So, Jason Connery was cool. He said his dad lives in Bahamas. And his dad's doing fine, but his dad's going to be 85 this year. Who is Sean Connery, of course.
Sean Connery.
And he said that Jason Connery says he lives in Scotland now. And then Wendy Padbury, who played Zoe, we asked her what her favorite episode was, and she says it was Mind Robber. And she said she was fascinated how they built the robots for that episode on site. You know, how they did it. And then we asked Fraser Hine what his favorite episode was, and he said it was Highlander. But he said that he didn't know he was going to be a companion. He thought he was only going to be on for 4 episodes, and that was going to be it. That he wasn't going to be on Doctor Who anymore. And he ended up being on there for the whole time that the second Doctor was on there. So
that, and then he came back in 6th Doctor. Well,
right. But that was just for the special 2 Doctor episode. But everyone agrees that the new episodes, the writing sucks.
Stephen Moffat needs to get fired.
Right. And everyone, all the guests that were there that we talked to agreed that the new episodes, the scripts, really suck bad. Like the new, like the last season. And that there's too much special effects and crap. You know, it's today, the new Doctor Who, it's not about story anymore. It's just about eye candy, you know? And I agree with that. So, but yeah, it was all cool. So, any parting words here? Let's...
CampbellCon!
Yeah.
Buy tickets for that. I'm going to be there.
So, we're ending...
You can get my autograph.
We're ending the show. We're ending the show. And it's a sad thing. And
Xavier, mad.
Sad to go.
Nobody loves the Hulk.
Any parting words, Trinity, before we go?
Why can't you go
LAW?
For a pepperoni.
Hey, that was legitimate reasoning. I'm in the middle of a freeway.
Yeah, so was I.
No, you weren't. You were sitting there.
I didn't hear what the person said.
You were
said.
At Tony Fleece's table.
Boy, you really know how to bring things down. So, any last parting words for people, Trinity?
Don't be a homo.
Anything about Doctor Who? Anything you want to say to them, maybe?
Bye.
You are dumb. All right. Xavier, what do you guys think to say?
CampbellCon.
Okay.
CampbellCon.
Well,
buy tickets for that. I'm going to be there.
Well, I'm going to say buy tickets for CampbellCon. But I'm also going to say don't rush out to buy your Gallifrey 1 tickets. Just relax a little bit, people. And then always hit up a Kings game when you're in L.A. And go to Original Tommy's.
Original!
Yeah.
Tommy's.
So that was the end of the show being recorded in the crappy city of L.A., dumpy and crappy. It's a nice place to visit, but you wouldn't want to live here.
Kind of like
that's the message.
Kind of like Las Vegas.
But they got the best hockey in the world, and it's all good. Oh, you want to talk about that guy who begged us for money, and we said no? He cursed us and said that he goes... Oh, I'm a vet, and can you give me some money? I said, no, I don't carry money. I just have a card. But I'll come back in an hour and give you some money. He's all, I hope you all die of cancer and burn in hell. Ah. I'm like, wow, that was pretty scary. I think he went to jail. But, all right, guys. End of the show, episode 20. And we'll hopefully see you next week for the next show.
CampbellCon.